أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والذين يرمون المحصنات ثم لم يأتوا بأربعة شهداء فاجلدوهم ثمانين جلدة ولا تقبلوا لهم شهادة أبدا وأولئك هم الفاسقون.
In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us of the male fornicator, the female fornicator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of their preferences when it comes to the people that they are inclined to and the type of people they would like to be associated with, the type of people they are attracted to and the type of people they want to live with and they would like to marry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how the male fornicator is attracted to and would like to marry a female fornicator, and the female fornicator is attracted to the male fornicator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that allowing the spouse to continue living a life of fornication after nikah is completely haram, unlawful and forbidden. In the next few ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of another had. We said that the had refers to a punishment that was prescribed by Allah in the Quran. Had and the plural thereof is hudud. So the first had that we spoke of, the first punishment that we had discussed, was that Allah had prescribed for the person, for the unmarried man and unmarried woman who commit zina. We're moving on to another crime, and that is the crime of falsely accusing a chaste woman of committing zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَرَاتِ, and those who accuse, who falsely accuse of committing zina, who do they accuse? Al-muhsanat, al-muhsanat, chaste, good women. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ, and they do not produce four witnesses. In order to accuse somebody of committing zina, there must be four male witnesses present who observe the act of zina taking place. So one is that the punishment is a very severe one, but establishing the act as well is also very, very difficult. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever the punishment of zina was carried out, it was carried out in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a man and there was a woman as well against whom this punishment was carried out. In fact, not the punishment of flogging and lashing, but the punishment of stoning to death. But that punishment was not established through witnesses. It was established through confession. Confession, where the woman came in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she confessed, "Ya Rasulullah, I am a married woman and I have committed the act of zina." Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent her away because she was pregnant. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Come back to me once you have given birth." After giving birth, look at the iman of this woman. And after giving birth, she still came back. She said, "Ya Rasulullah, I have given birth, now carry out the punishment that I deserve." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very reluctant. At the end he said, "Go back and see to this baby child until the child is independent or until the child can eat on its own. Then come back to me." After 2 years she comes back. I mean, within that 2 year period she could have thought to herself and she could have changed her mind. After 2 years she was so determined, she came back and she proved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that her baby child can eat on his own. She brought with him a piece of bread and said, "Ya Rasulullah, look at this child of mine. This child can eat on his own. Now carry out the had, carry out the punishment that I deserve." And at that point Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then carried out the punishment of zina. But we find that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever the punishment was carried out, there's also another incident of a man who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he also, the punishment was carried out on him because of his confession. If there is no confession and you wish to accuse a woman or accuse a man of committing zina, then there must be four male witnesses who physically witness it, not via footage, not via anything else. With their physical eye, they witness the act of zina taking place. If they are not four, and they accuse a woman, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ Allah says, those who accuse chaste women, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ and they did not produce four witnesses, فَجْلِدُوهُمْ ثَمَانِينَ جَلْدًا then flog them, lash them 80 lashes, those accusers. If they are not four, they are less than four, and they are accusing a woman of committing zina, then they should be lashed. So this is the second crime. The first one, we spoke of zina, the unmarried man, unmarried woman, will be lashed 100 lashes. And accusing a chaste woman or a chaste man of committing zina, then for that crime, for the crime of accusation, they will be lashed 80 lashes. And apart from that, Allah says, وَلَا تَقْبَلُوا لَهُمْ شَهَادَةً أَبَدًا What else? How else will they be punished? Allah says, do not ever accept their testimony, ever. They are now guilty of committing such a crime that renders them and that unqualifies them from giving testimony. In a court, they are not allowed to stand as a witness. Their testimony will be rejected. And Allah says, do not ever accept any form of testimony from them. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are the fasiqun, they are the open sinners. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا Allah said, except those who make tawbah after that. They accused a chaste woman, or he accused a chaste woman of committing zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after that, if they make tawbah, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ Except those who make tawbah after that, وَأَصْلَحُوا And they reform themselves, and they correct their ways, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ Then indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving and most merciful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be merciful.